Councilmember Deborah Garnes responded to fellow Councilmember Jack Thompson's arguments against the proposed commercial medical marijuana ordinances at the April 19th Council meeting, which was featured in part one of this report.
It's hard to respond because I'm not looking at it, so I actually have to memorize every word you said, but I would argue that medical marijuana is legal, and legally, it's a legal thing by the state, it is legal. So to say that we're going to destroy the city because we actually enforce laws versus the black market, which is totally out there. So I'm not really sure if you're, you know, condoning black market. I'm not really sure what you're saying, because we know what's in Rio Del, or we're lying to ourselves. We are trying to come into legality. The people who are trying to do this are trying to come under the legal side of this thing. It isn't so much a personal, and we feel how we feel personally. But as far as a legal business, these are legal businesses trying to do legal businesses in Rio Del, enterprises in Rio Del, and to create this idea that by following laws, by trying to enforce the laws which are written now that were implemented in January to actually protect children, to try and make this thing that we are in fact trying to destroy the city, and trying to destroy the children is not, that's just a thought thing that you're doing. That is not reality. Because reality is, Rio Del right now, there's a lot of black market. There's a lot of easy to get for children drugs. You haven't brought in a doctor before now to say, what's the drawback, whether it's legal, whether it's valid medicinally. You haven't asked for a doctor to come in before in all these years, so we know what's going on out there. And right now, this is an opportunity to move forward in Rio Del when there aren't a lot of prospects for revenue in Rio Del that are legal, that can help us put money in the general fund, that can help with streets, that can help with things that we as a community cannot afford. We can't afford to fix the streets. We can't afford to ask the citizens for one more dollar to fix the streets, or one more dollar to do this fix or that fix. This is legitimate, it is legal, and so to just keep pushing it down the line, just to push it down the line, just for some reason I don't understand, I don't think that that's reasonable for Rio Del. I came to the Planning Commission meeting a couple meetings back, and I brought to them the Sunset magazine, the best places to live. And here on, I think it's page 46, where it starts, Arcata, California, runner up, Arcata has been in the medicinal marijuana business for over 10 years, okay? It has not destroyed Arcata. I'm not saying it's necessarily the absolute right thing to do for our city, but what I'm saying is it's a legal enterprise. If it was a pharmacy, we wouldn't even be having a discussion. And yet, Palco's been robbed at gunpoint, literally at gunpoint, twice for opiates. We have not had any kind of doctor coming here to talk about opiates or any kind of, let's figure out what we can do about that issue. Okay, so if things are done legally, if things are done properly and responsibly, then why wouldn't we look for an avenue, a legal avenue, to help Rio Del, to bring revenue in, to fix some things we need to fix without raising more rates or more taxes? That's, I think for me, that's the main driving thing. It's a revenue thing that can be done legally, can be done properly, and responsibly. And if we do those things, then we would actually be looking out for the children rather than trying to ruin their lives.
Amen.
The council eventually approved the public hearing schedule and the first reading of the proposed ordinance. Public hearings will be held at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall on May 3rd, which will be focused on an initial review of the ordinance and state regulations. May 10th will be focused on a discussion of extraction manufacturing and commercial kitchens. And May 17th will include a discussion of testing labs and dispensaries, along with a possible second reading of the ordinance. If approved, the ordinance would go into effect 30 days later. The public hearings are expected to receive a great deal of attention locally, as surrounding cities such as Fortuna and Eureka have chosen to ban commercial medical marijuana-related businesses entirely. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be May 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMOD Radio.